You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message with Pastor Tim.
Good morning. Come on up. Good morning. Good morning. All right. So, I like those Crocs. So I have a question for you. Look around here. I want you to do something for me. Show me or tell me something that you see that has some sort of meaning with it. You see something that has meaning. You can look around. And you can't be wrong. You can even look behind you. What has meaning? Anybody? The what? The stole, that's right. All right, good, stoles. So this has meaning, right? This has meaning. This is a pastor who's preaching. It's the yoke of Christ, we call it. When he used to hook up ox, they used to put a yoke around it. This is a yoke of Christ, and it's a certain color. What color is this one? White, exactly. All right. And really, I promise you, there's no wrong answer, okay? All right? So what other colors of stoles do we wear? Does anybody know? Yes, sir. Purple, very good. All right, so we got a purple stole. Can you stand up, my friend? Can you stand up? Remind me your name.
Marcus,
that's right. All right, Marcus, you wear this for a second? Awesome. All right, purple stole. When do we see purple stoles? Does anybody remember? When do we see purple stoles? Does anybody remember? Lent. There can't be a wrong answer. It's okay. Lent, right? We said Lent. Very good. Lent. Lent is when we see purple stoles. And Lent is the season where we talk about being penitent or sorry or sad. And it's purple for that reason. It's kind of sad. It's purple. Although purple's one of my favorite colors. I like that purple dress you're wearing there. What other stoles do we see? What other colors? What is it? Blue. Very good. All right. Sawyer, can you stand up? Blue stoles. All right. Now, when do we see blue stoles? Does anybody remember? When do we see blue stoles?
Advent.
Very good. Blue for expectation. Stand up one more second. Blue for expectation and for joy and to celebrate. And blue is not for baby boy. I don't know why people say that. Because if you remember, it just changed to blue. Does anybody remember when it changed to blue? Because it used to be purple. You remember? Oh, man. You are much older than you look. It was in the 1960s is when it changed to blue, from purple to blue, all right? What other colors? What other colors of souls? Yes, sir?
Green.
Green, you're right. Thank you. All right, can you wear this for me? Green, very good. All right, green. When do we see green? We don't really know what it's called, right? It's called ordinary time. Right, ordinary time, kind of regular time. Why? Well, because green is a time where things grow. And ordinary time in the church is when things are growing, when we grow in faith, when we grow in spirituality. And that's why it's the longest season that we have, the green one, when things grow. We're about to enter the green season, right? I usually call it the green season. You look good like that. All right. What other colors? Red. Very good. Red. Can you stand up, ma'am? Remind me your name. Hannah. Good to see you, Hannah. Here we go. Red. We're about to do red in just a little bit. That fits you perfectly. All right. Red. When do we see red?
Pentecost.
And anybody else? Reformation, confirmations, right? Things like that, right? Yeah, red for the fire of the Holy Spirit, red for the blood of the martyrs, all that sort of stuff. That's when we see red. And there's actually one last color. It's very special. Yes. Yellow, you're close. Yeah, very good. Yellow, gold. Although our Catholic siblings have yellow for Mary, we have gold. And there's only two times a year when you red gold. Can you stand up, my man? Can you stand up? Can you put this around your shoulders? Is that okay? It fits perfectly. Gold. Gold, we only wear it twice a year. We wear it on Christmas Eve, and we wear it on Easter. Those are the two times a year we wear gold. Everything we have has meaning. Gold, celebrating the very special event where we're really happy and joyous. White, we're celebrating the purity of God, and we're very happy and joyous. Green, when we're growing in spirituality. Lent, when we're feeling penitential, and we're saying, I'm sorry, and we're reflecting on our life. red when we're embracing the fire of the Holy Spirit, and blue when we are celebrating expectation and waiting for God. Everything has meaning. Can you guys stand up? Future pastors, everybody, right? All of them, all right? Everything that we have has meaning. Everything that we do has meaning. So I want you to look around and notice things in here. And after worship, I want you to come up and ask Pastor Anna what all these things mean, okay? Everything in this church. She knows the answer. I know. But I have something to tell you really quickly, so come in close.
After you go tell somebody what Pastor Tim asked you to tell them, you all may go to Children's Church with Miss Susan.